Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 8:25 PM here in Hyderabad and it's been a fantastic day for me today. The reason being, I worked a lot on rescheduling my schedule. You know, I'll come back to what does that mean. So basically, I've been listening to this podcast, Think Like a CEO. And one of the things that was mentioned is, you know, to have models. And models is nothing but you can have models for anything and everything. Even for your day-to-day activities, you can have models. So I was just wondering, you know, the models that I'm following, the morning routine, when I do my bike workout, what is the routine that I'm following? When I'm doing my run, what is the routine that I'm following? And I identify that there are a lot of areas where I could improve on saving my time. You know, the objective that I want to achieve is trying to at least do a week's work in a day. Now, is it going to be possible? You know, that does not matter. What matters is how much work you're able to accomplish in a day without actually getting exhausted. Now, you know, when we just look back and reflect as to how you spend your day, you can easily make out there are so many areas of improvement that you can do. Now, for example, you know, my bike workout routine. Now, by the time I start my you know, preparation for my bike workout by 10:30, and it takes me nearly 45 minutes to get onto the bike. So I'm on the bike by 11:15, which means, you know, I'm scampering here and there, you know, for first get my shorts and then, you know, my heart rate monitor and then go fill water, make the hydration drink, everything, all these things. This is the model process. This is the model that I am following. And that model is taking a lot of time. So by the time I'm actually doing my bike ride, I've already, you know, wasted 45 minutes. Now, how do I save that 45 minutes or bring down that 45 minutes to at least 15 minutes? If I'm able to do that, I'll be easily saving half an hour of my precious time. And I can do something else during that time. And that is what I want to achieve. Because time is the same for everyone. 24 hours, you know. The universe has given you 24 hours in a day. Nothing more, nothing less. And it goes off like anything. And though I'm happy with what work I'm doing, I think I need to improve a lot on how I'm doing things and try to make it more efficiently. Similarly, I've identified areas where, you know, I need to improve on the morning routine. For example, I'm already doing the mind-body habits challenge and I'm already doing the visualization for the day ahead. Now, why should I do the same visualization when I'm doing the virtual class? It's actually not required. You know, I can ask my trainees who are actually interested in following the Mind and Body Habits Challenge to do that using that video. And that's one thing, you know, will save a lot of time, I feel. Now just get back to the task of what I need to do. So yes, I've identified a few schedule areas like, you know, I usually write my morning journal. I've been tracking my time. I wake up at 4:15 and by the time I do the MBA challenge, it is nearly 5:20. So it's more 1 hour, 5 minutes it takes for me. Now, if I'm able to get this 1 hour, 5 minutes down to half an hour, I think that will be much more productive. Then I will not get up at 4:15. I can get up at 4 30 and 5 I should be able to do the MBA challenge. You know, and that's what I'm trying to aim for. I want to see how much of time I can save. So what I've done is a morning journal, I made it into an evening journal. Prepare myself for the next day itself. Rather than prepare myself for the day in the morning, I prepare myself in the evening itself so that I can finish off that work. I do believe in writing journals, and that's something that's a big part and parcel of my life, which I've been following. I think that will help me. So yes, there are a lot of fine tunings that I'm trying to do, now the breathing technique also I'm going to postpone it to the evening hours, so that I can focus on making sure that the morning hours is specifically spent for work. So yes, lot of changes. One more change, big change that I've done is instead of running at around 4 o'clock in the evening, I'm doing a brick workout. That is, as soon as I finish my bike workout, I'm going and doing my run. That is another routine that I want to see. You know, it is working right now, but I still feel I can improve on my time that I'm taking to move from the bike to the run. It should happen within 10 minutes. Right now, it is taking around 20-25 minutes, which is way too high again. And I want to reduce that to at least 10 minutes of transition time. So yes, these are the areas of improvement that I want to do. We need to constantly improve ourselves. The reason why I'm focusing on all these things, I'm being a bit obsessive about all this, is everybody's got a limited time on this universe, right? And for me, the only purpose of my life is to be of service to others, to be the best version of myself. And if I have to do that, I need to make sure that I keep on improving myself and not do things that take a longer time. Working efficiently need not mean that you're doing things in a stressful manner. Working things efficiently is making sure that you're more organized than just being randomized. You know, and that is something that I am really, really looking forward to. I want to crack that aspect. And of course, it's always going to be work in progress. There's not going to be a perfect solution. You need to keep challenging the model and see how you can keep on improving. I have kept on modifying this model since a long time, and I think I will keep on modifying it and keep on refining it, just being aware of what is the result that I am expecting from the model. So yes, I'm happy with that. The next thing is, of course, I had a good one-on-one sessions with a lot of my trainees today. I think 3 or 4 of them had called. So it's nice to connect with them and, guide them properly. And then a 2-hour bike ride. So I'm happy that my HRV reading was good and I was able to push or do a tougher workout today. And here again, I want to make sure that I do not put in junk miles at any cost. So, of course, I had to be very cognizant of the fact that what is my heart rate, what is my recovery heart rate, and how is my run going. So, yes, all these things were taken into consideration. So, yeah, I enjoyed my bike and run activity. Lunch was pretty late. It was at around 2:45. I had my lunch today, So I'm taking this time between 10:30 to 2:45 as a working hour or workout hour. I need to do these workouts myself before I assign it to my trainees. It's part of my job because I really want to know how effective the workout is. Until unless I don't do these workouts myself, it's very tough to know how effective it's going to be. So yes, I have to eat my own food before I serve it to other people. And that's pretty good as well as challenging, because once you see results, you know, you are confident that anybody who applies this plan will also see the results. So that's how things are. And evening I had lots and lots of fruits for dinner, along with curd and organic honey. So pretty happy with that. Tomorrow I'll be doing enema, so yeah, that's the plan for tomorrow morning as soon as the session gets over. What else? Yeah, there have been concerns of people wearing masks and running. I think the internet is such a crazy thing, you know. See, he is one person who's got this. Now it's just the belief that they think it is because of the mask. Now the question here is, how many people in this world are running with mask? Okay, let's assume there are 1,000 people minimum running with mask. Out of this 1,000 people who are running with mask, one person has had this incident. So can you imagine that it could be because of mask? Highly improbable. You know, I think people, when they write such news also, they should be cognizant of the fact that what is the mass of people that are doing this. It cannot, how can doctors even think about such things? You know, it's surprising, you know, the knowledge and thing that doctors are talking about. So you know, it's sad to see so much of misinformation being thrown apart. It does not logically make any sense. You know, even by numbers and ratios, I'm a numbers guy, I'm a data guy. You know, you show me data and I can make sense out of it, right? If 1 in a million is getting this, it is not because of a mask. It's definitely that person has a different problem altogether, you know, and the diagnosis has been wrong. That is 100% sure. Well, that's it. Yes, I'm having my Epsom salt bath, and that's very key for my recovery. I want to see tomorrow how my HR is, HRV is, and I hope it is. I'm getting good numbers on that. Well, I'm all set for tomorrow's day. I've written my journal. I've set the laptop. I've done everything. Now I just need to, you know, make sure that I'm getting ready in half an hour instead of, for, you know, 45 minutes or 1 hour. So let's see how I am able to save time, and we'll be cognizant of that fact. So yes, folks, that's it from my side. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm just pouring out my thoughts in this podcast, and hope you're are able to understand my mind, where it is running towards. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a fantastic day ahead. God bless you. Stay healthy. Keep smiling. And let's win. Bye-bye.